Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, hello. Good evening and welcome to the A New Day Show. Remember on Wednesday, I promised you that we will begin to feature members of the power team for the Vision Weekend Conference. And this episode begins that process. And our distinguished, honored guest has been hanging out in the virtual green room with me for a few minutes, and we've been getting acquainted. And he is none other than Mr. Matt Fogg. And before I bring him on, I just want to give a bit of update pertaining to the Vision Weekend Conference. Now, you know that the date for the Vision Weekend Conference is coming up on the weekend of the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. The original plan was to host the conference at the Heritage Hotel Golf and Spa here in Connecticut. Now, because of some unforeseen situation that has developed, that plan has changed. However, you will not be deprived from attending the Vision Conference. We will be doing the conference via a streaming system that you will have the opportunity to partake on. And that's why Mr. Fogg and I are here this evening, and you will hear more about that. Anyone who have any further questions, you can send me an email and we will discuss that further. So without any further delay, I want to bring my distinguished, honored guest for this segment, Mr. Matt Fogg. Matt, how are you?
Oh, thank you, Daphne. It's my pleasure to be here.
Ah, I know you are out there in sunny California. So what's the weather like out there?
You know, I'm in San Francisco, and it's quite warm here. And so it's nice and cool here in San Francisco.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, thanks, Matt, because I know you're a busy man. The many sides of Matt, you are indeed a true entrepreneur, because an entrepreneur is one who leverages all the opportunities, and you seem to be doing that very well. Before we go into the partnership between the Vision Weekend Conference and E-Learning Zoom, why don't we take the first few minutes to introduce Matt Fogg to my listeners. Tell them who you are. Give them a little bit about your story and what you're doing now.
Okay, great. Definitely. Well, thank you. let me just kind of share my background with everyone. I spent most of my career with technology management. I used to, my first job I actually took right from college is IBM, right from my engineering, after I got my engineering. And I actually started work there as a design engineer, actually, where I actually developed applications and so forth. And then I really found out that I really wanted to do marketing. And that's why I actually took a career change to IBM marketing, where I actually went through the whole boot camp, IBM sales school, where actually I actually learned a lot of MBA stuff at that time. And then it really intrigued me, about the whole thing about sales marketing, and combined with my technical degree. And this was kind of my vision at that time, is I really wanted to be an entrepreneur.
Right.
I really wanted to really leverage my core competencies, which is my technical skills, combined with sales and marketing and technology. And that's how I basically started my first startup. Actually, I started many startups, kind of those small business type of start without any formalizations. But I really started my own company is really 4 years ago.
Right.
How did I start it? Was basically, I started teaching online as an online adjunct professor with University of Phoenix, Capella, and many other online universities. And when I actually started teaching, and I got so fascinated about this whole thing about distance learning technologies. It's like you and I chatting right now over the internet virtually, and you can engage in a two-ways dialogue through the chat. And that's it's a form of distance learning or distance collaborations. And I got so excited, I started my own company at e-learning Zoom 4 years ago. The whole idea about e-learning Zoom behind it is basically there's many technologies out there, as you know. One of the biggest challenge is for any entrepreneur, small business owner, or even, a one-person, consultant, or a teacher, is to be able to leverage the technology and be able to monetize your knowledge, your content, your skills, your experience. See, this is one thing I think is the missing link in the marketplace. And as you know, everyone that you come across has lots of experience, lots of insights and knowledge. The challenge has been, how do I monetize those knowledge and skills and experience in a way that we can make an impact on everybody's life, right?
Matt, I just want to interject here for a while because I just want to affirm what you just said. I had an awakening back in December. I did traditional radio prior to beginning the Blog Talk Radio show we are on now. And some things happened and I was no longer doing the traditional radio, and I learned about Blog Talk Radio. And I looked at it because someone asked me to listen to his show, and I said, well, I'm sure I can do this, you know. So I asked him, how can I have this show similar to my traditional radio show where I use my same music and everything like that? And he said, oh, it's easy. I can walk you through it. But I got an awakening back in December, Matt, when I decide I was going to go out there and I was going to do a virtual birthday party. So I put that up and I sent it out. And what do you know? Come December the 11th, I was getting communications from across the globe. And that was a lesson learned for me because it was my practice when I got on my radio show to greet people with a good morning. And that was because I was airing from the USA in an Eastern Standard Time zone. But after that experience with the birthday party, then I realized that my supporters and listeners are all over the world. So what you're saying, it is so for this time. You and I, we are in distant states and miles, yet we can partner and collaborate on a project because you have a technique that you know how to do this. I have a product that is adding value to that and vice versa. So we don't need to be next door anymore. The globe is our marketplace.
Absolutely. I think your point is right on. I think we need definitely in a globalization in a way. Everything is flat and virtual, and we're basically a couple miles away as far as the internet goes.
That's right.
So I think that this is that presents tremendous opportunities for the right person, for the right vision. And
exactly.
I think that your vision conference is a great opportunity for everyone, for people who are entrepreneurs, small business owners. It's a great opportunity for them to actually participate and be able to energize in a way that to really refresh themselves and really think outside the box and be able to come with new ideas and be able to execute.
Right, right.
Now,
go ahead, Matt.
Yeah. So, and let me just kind of what we're trying to do in my company is.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
And what I was saying is that you know, we were talking about the distance learning and training and collaborations.
Mm-hmm.
One thing we actually talked to many customers, we found that most of these are small, medium sized company. And that there are really there's real big pain points out there in terms of business is be able to leverage all these technology and try to make some sense of it, and so that they can be more productive.
Yes.
As you know, there's so many technologies every day. We are bombarded with all kinds of gadgets, and you know, that's a challenge, not just for yourself, for everybody. Even
that's
me,
right.
Myself, I have to learn every day, you know, on new technology, how we can make the best use of it.
That's right.
So for, you know, for a small business, and this is not, I mean, we don't have the time. We don't have the capital. And this is where we try to come in to actually come up with a very simple solution that is affordable so that they customers like entrepreneurs, small businesses can focus on their customers, focus on their products or services, so that they can make their business as automated as possible. And
good.
That's what
good.
Company is
good.
For.
Good. You know, I also have to let the listeners know, Matt, that you are not only a partner, you are also one of the speakers at the conference. So let us now fast forward into a little bit about what your focus and presentation is going to be about at the conference, just to whet their appetite a bit.
Okay, good, good. What I will be presenting is the title. I haven't really finalized the title. Basically, what I like to share is to show how to monetize your knowledge and skills and experience. And this is kind of be my talk and presentations. Mm. Now, as you know that, like I mentioned before, we are in the knowledge economy. Mm-hmm. That means that a lot of people, you know, have years experience. And, they have a lot of skills. They have a lot of insights.
That's right.
The challenge is how to monetize all these knowledge in your head and your skills and experience. So that you can make an impact on other people.
That's
and
right.
I think that is the missing link in the marketplace.
You know, one of the things, Matt, that entrepreneurs need to develop and establish is the trust in another person. Because I think some entrepreneurs are people who are using the title of entrepreneurs, they are so programmed into the Lone Ranger mode, and they are afraid to reach out to one, ask for help, and for two, collaborate, because they grew up thinking that you protect what you have, don't expose it to those other people, because they will rob you and deprive you. And we have to understand now that we are in the era of collaboration, because unless we can partner and collaborate, we are holding ourselves back. We are not growing, we are not developing, and we are by no means expanding. You got to reach out. The person might be in India, might be in China, might be in the Philippines, Germany, Israel, the UK, wherever. Don't only look in the USA, look globally. Because your first $10 million customer might not be in the US. That person might be in Iran. But because you are so programmed to remain in Lone Ranger ship, you didn't reach that person and you miss out. So begin to look globally as an entrepreneur.
You're absolutely right. I think that collaboration is the way to succeed in this marketplace. I really think if you look at some of the most successful companies in the marketplace, Google, and Apple and Facebook. You know, I was actually had a good conversation with another client, and look at how Facebook came so fast and so
That's
strong.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's about they opening up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is be able to work with thousands of millions of application vendors. So
that's
that
right.
They can add more value to Facebook.
That's
and
right.
And that is the key to success. And
that's
it's
right.
not just do it yourself.
Exactly.
This is the collaboration. Yeah, I mean, this is absolutely right. And as well as I was actually had another conversation about why I started the whole platform on Virtual Expo.
That's
you
right.
Know, while why Virtual Expo versus a website? You know, one customer actually asked me, well, what's the difference? You know, I have a website. Why do I need to go to participate in a Virtual Expo? Well, the key difference is about collaborations. Instead of one person, yourself or your company, you know, pushing for web traffic, all of a sudden on the Virtual Expo, you get thousands. Or it could be, you know, millions of people actually pushing for traffic for that event. So that's the key to virtual conference or virtual expo or virtual trade show. It's the collaborative ways of working together on a common goal and objectives.
That's right. Because we have to learn to capitalize what we are doing and don't just sit around, you know? We have to do that.
And that's a very good point. And by doing the collaborations, and you actually can bring in partners with different skill sets that can complement your weaknesses.
That's
another big advantage of collaboration. Even, you know, I used to work for IBM. Mm-hmm. You know, IBM is a $500 billion company. And they even have to collaborate. You know,
Exactly. And that's why as people who want to be entrepreneurs, because I think a lot of us, we are saying we are entrepreneurs, but we're really not entrepreneurs. We are small business owners because mm-hmm. we are the CEO, we are the mailroom person. We are the custodian. We are the receptionist. we do everything. And that's not what entrepreneurship is all about. And this is why I founded this conference. I am on this radio show that is devoted and dedicated to the education, inspiration, and empowerment of entrepreneurs. That's why I became a certified facilitator for the origination, which is a dreaming room process to awake the entrepreneur within, because we've been asleep too long and we sit around and we blame the government, we blame the neighbor, we blame other cultures and ethnicity who comes into this country and understand what they need to do to excel. We need to wake up and smell the roses and grab the opportunity and know that the only competition we have is with ourselves and our lack of making choices and decisions. We don't have to worry about the people who are from other countries who come here and work and excel. Worry about yourself not taking action.
You're absolutely right. There's three kinds of people. I actually heard about this. You know, there are one kind of people actually watch how other people succeed.
Uh-huh.
And the other people is watch only blame on what's happening in the world and don't
That's
do anything.
Right. Uh-huh.
And the third kind of people is really take action. I'm talking about massive actions.
That's right.
Regardless of what happens in the world. You know, if you look at the history, there are more millionaires created in the last depression
in 1929.
If you look at the history of Walmart was created during the depression. Sam Walton saw the opportunity and actually went for it. Instead of blaming on, the economy and so forth. So I think you're absolutely right. I mean, it's the empowerment. You know, We are the biggest enemies ourselves because it's the mindset we have, or maybe the attitude we have. You know, I think that if you have the right positive attitude, there's always opportunities for the right mind and the right vision.
That's right. You need a positive attitude. You need the support. You need to invest in yourself. Because I oftentimes tell my client and I tell other people, if the price of your physical wardrobe exceed the price of the investment on your personal development, you have things backwards. Because we have to start investing from the inside out. Now is the time. People talking about recession. Now is the time to reinvent yourself. Don't worry about that. Now is the time to become creative and do what you got to do so that when all of this is finished and people stop wallowing in the recession world, you will have a testimony how you evolve and reinvent and recreate your world and your business. And you will have a story to tell. So you are so on mark, Mark, when you say there's a lot of great things that happened in the Great Depression. Lots and lots of it. And now is the time for entrepreneurs, wannabe entrepreneurs and small business people to recreate and reinvent who they are. And the beauty about that is that you don't need to do it by yourself. There are people out there ready to guide you, mentor you, coach you, and hold you accountable. You can begin a mastermind group. You can pull people from all over the world who you decide that you want to model what they have done or what they're doing. You don't have to spend a lot on telephone bill because there's a wonderful thing created by the name of Skype that you can use to do that. So there's too much excuses why we are not being successful now, and it is all because we are not taking action.
You're absolutely right. I think it's the execution and action and have the right plan and start doing something. When you make mistakes, it's worth it to take the actions. Mm-hmm. This is what I was telling my students, you know, is now is the time to have your own business because
right.
everything is very affordable. You know,
that's
you
right.
see the price point for almost anything. This the bandwidth, the hosting, mm-hmm. the price point is getting very, very affordable. Mm-hmm. And this is the opportunity for anyone who has the passion about something they've been thinking for a long time. Well, instead of thinking for years, do something now, right?
That's
so,
right.
So I think that this is the way I think that people have to really change the mindset. You know, you know, I'm a online adjunct professor myself, and I really. One of the things I always try to encourage my students is that, you know, instead of thinking about all these stuff, worrying about all these stuff, well, let's do something. You know, you have to come up with a plan and take some action.
And the other thing, Matt, is that they worry about it. They complain to all the people who have never done anything with their lives and do not intend to. And what happens? Because they were looking for an excuse not to start anyhow, they allow those people to talk them out of it. So, know, just follow your heart. You know, the beauty about it is that the Lord will deposit in your spirit what he wants you to do. Even when you think you're not religious or you're not spiritual, he's the one that brought you in this world for a purpose. And you did not have to be a Christian for him to give that purpose to you. The minute he fertilized that egg that gave birth to you, you were created for a purpose. And it's a shame if you leave this world and deprive many of lives for gaining what you were created for. So go out there and take some chances. Take some risks. What happens if you don't make it the first time? Hey! You learn what you were not created for. But the beauty with all the resources that we have in the world now, where you can get coached and everything, you don't have to make all the mistakes that other people made way back when. And even back then when they made a lot of mistakes, they still flourished and were able to build wealth.
Yeah, sure, right. I mean, look at all these past success stories, like the founder of McDonald's. He failed so many times. Actually, he went bankrupt before he started McDonald's when he was about in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So these are, you know, one thing of you make a lot of good points about taking actions and just do something. You know, to think about, you know, everybody has a lot of talents.
That's
like
right.
you It's like running a Ferrari without gasoline.
That's right. That's right.
You know?
That is so right, Matt. That is so right.
Where's the gasoline? Well,
that's
the gasoline
right.
is your positive attitude.
That's right.
You know?
And be around people who is about something. Because
right,
if
right.
you are around people who are lackadaisical, they're not doing anything, they are just sitting around with a behavior and an attitude of entitlement. The government owe them something, regardless of which government is in power. They always owe them something. Instead of getting up to do what it is that they need to do and to take action, because it is our responsibility to create the life we want. You know,
yeah.
both for ourselves, we owe it especially to our children to give them better than we got. Matt, let's talk about eLearningZoom.com. You mentioned earlier on in our conversation
mm-hmm.
that it offers entrepreneur a platform to leverage what they do. What are some of the people that you serve so that people who are listening and probably would want to call you, they can say, oh, I think he can help me to get my product out there. What are some of your clients? What does your clientele look like?
Okay, yeah. We serve, like I mentioned, the small, medium-sized company. Like the, we have entrepreneurs. We have professional trainers, professional coaches. We have, mom and pop shop. A small business, and all the way to, high-tech company.
Mm-hmm.
We have high-tech company in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
They actually provide IT service management, groundwork open source.
Mm-hmm.
We have HR consulting company,
mm-hmm.
Astra HR. They actually provide compliance training.
Mm-hmm.
We also have healthcare associations.
Mm-hmm.
They actually provide trainings for continuing education.
Good.
So we have a pretty wide range of customers.
That's good.
Let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me say this for small business and entrepreneur. One of the unique value that we bring is to have all-in-one virtual training solutions. What that means is it consists of all the key features that you need. For example, you want to do a live webinar. We have a live webinar capability. You want to do an on-demand course. You want to create on-demand course so that anyone can come in and learn more about your content. We can do that. We can enable that as well. On top of that, we have the email marketing campaign software that also built in with all the pieces together so that we can actually follow up with all of your prospects and customers, just like eye contact or constant contact.
Wonderful.
The key here is be able to integrate all the components, which is the key pain point for most customers. And we basically took care of all these pain points on the back end.
Wonderful, wonderful. So anyone who is listening to this, don't sit back there and say, well, he does not deal with my business. You just heard him mention a very diverse assortment of clients that he serves. So if you are not sure, you just need to contact him and ask the question. He will tell you what he can do for you. But I want to congratulate you, Matt, because this is an amazing platform that you have created for entrepreneurs. And I want to commend you on that.
Well, thank you. Let me explain how I actually did it, because I actually was the one actually feeling the pain. Because when I actually went out, actually looked for a solution myself, and I couldn't find any out there. At least couldn't find anywhere the right price. So that's why I took the effort, because my background in engineering and technologies, I'm familiar with all the different technologies. One other thing that I see is I actually talk to many small business owners, and they really feel the pain. And this is where we can come in and make the difference. This is why I actually created the new venture or new product line called Easy Expo, easy-expo.com. The whole thing about this new product or software is be able to allow small business entrepreneurs and be able to showcase the products and services anytime, anywhere. Instead of going to a real trade show, which costs a lot of money and a lot of time, now you can have a virtual trade show anytime, anywhere. And what's unique about it? Yeah.
You know what I like most about what you just said is that you were feeling the pain, and you felt the pain. You did not sit and complain and find people to blame. You came up with a solution. And I think there is so many people who need to listen to that right now. What pain are you feeling? So instead of spending time to write the newspaper about it and complain about it, why don't you be creative to see what you can do to resolve that? And that's powerful what you just said, Matt, because how many millions of people around the world get up every day complaining about something? You know, I heard Dr. Miles Monroe said once that anything that bugs you, anything that eggs you every time you see it and it really rubs you the wrong side, it is connected to your purpose and calling. It is doing that so that you will take action to fix it. So that was just an affirmation that you just said now about that. So thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you. I think, you know, I want to share my personal experience, because like I mentioned, I'm also a caregiver for my mom. And one thing, I'm the youngest kid in my family. Yes. And one thing I learned is that instead of blaming, you know, why my other brother's not helping, how come I do all this work, is that I actually, initially it was a big challenge. But I actually feel that this is kind of the, it's amazing thing that our Lord actually you know, bless people who actually willing to do more, willing to give more. Yes. And the thing is, when you actually do more, you actually empower yourself
to
do more, have more wisdom.
That's what
I see, we need that kind of attitude, you know.
Exactly. What you just said now, Matt, is like looking at a full glass of orange juice. Freshly squeezed orange juice, and you take that sip, you fill the glass and you take that sip, and you really enjoy it. Are you going to sit around with that full glass to say, oh, I love this orange juice, I love it so much, and I'm not going to drink anymore? Are you going to try to drink it as much or as quickly as you can before somebody else pour it all and you didn't get a second helping? It's the same thing with our lives and the gifts that God gives us. We got to keep pouring, keep giving it away, keep pouring, keep building up others. And then he's going to pile more in. You know?
Right. Absolutely.
I want to piggyback on you being a caregiver for your mother. I tell you, last Sunday, Matt, when you said that to me, it gave me a whole different impression of who I am dealing with. Because that is not something to be taken lightly. What you are doing and what you just said speaks volume about who you are. You are a man who takes action. You are a man who holds family in high esteem. And one of the things you mentioned too in our conversation was you decided you wanted to create e-learning Zoom so it will allow you to get more time to be with your mother. And how many of us can learn from that lesson? You are not allowing your family to be neglected, but you are harnessing everything and use building your family to enhance everything you're doing. And again, I want to congratulate you, Matt.
Well, yeah, I want to mention that I actually took the job as an online adjunct professor so that I can spend more time with my family and take care of my family as well. And that's
wonderful.
Another reason for this. And, you know, it's how you think outside the box that makes
that's
a difference.
Right. That's right. You got to be creative.
Yeah. It's, we are kind of, you know, the corporate world has been training us to be, 9-to-5 jobs.
Mm.
But the model has totally transformed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we basically, you can actually, everything is virtual. It's about, mm-hmm. we talk about virtual corporations.
Yep.
Now, you know, yep. for people who just got laid off or whatever, you know, we don't get upset, don't get, you know, depressed.
It is a blessing in disguise.
I got laid off 2-10 years ago, whatever, you know. But actually, that's also gave me a blessing to really look outside, think outside the box.
Yeah, why
and,
was
and
I
take
creative?
Advantage? Right. Take advantage of the opportunities. That's the key.
Wonderful. All right. We kind of winding down now. And if you're just joining me, I am in conversation with Mr. Matt Fogg. And Matt is the founder of eLearning Zoom and also EasyExpo.com, and he is also my new found brother and friend and colleague and partner of the Vision Weekend Conference. So let us spend the rest of our time, Matt, just talking and letting the listener understand, why did you decide to partner with the Vision Weekend Conference?
Learn more about the Vision Conference. I learn about your whole mission of helping entrepreneurs and small business owners. And this is what the same mission that we have at eLearningZoom.com. Mm-hmm. So I think there's definitely a synergy that, you know, what we share and the vision that we share. And I think that, we're really excited to participate in this because I think that there are many, we really want more people like you to help you champion this kind of a vision to help more people to kind of spread out the word. And this is the opportunity to excel and be able to realize the dream that you've been thinking about for a long time.
Right. Okay. So, Matt, for those people who are listening and thinking, well, I don't know anything about this streaming stuff. I really like what Matt said. I want to be there to hear him and to hear all the other speakers. How are they going to be able to access the conference from their location, wherever they are?
Well, we're for the first phase, we make it very simple. If you have a telephone, you don't even have a computer. All you need is a telephone to dial in a phone number. And that's the simple way to listen to the conference. Just like what we do here in the blog radio, there's a phone number, calling number, and there will be password and information. We'll also have the on-demand version as well, for mm-hmm. people who sign up will have the registrations that they can actually listen to the whole recording of mm-hmm. the conference. On top of that, mm-hmm. we will have many different free bonuses that are available for that as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. So here is an opportunity wherever you are in the world for all those people who were sending email and say, oh, I'm in Canada, or I'm in Germany, I won't be able to fly there. Now, sometimes things happen that's out of our control, but it steers you to greater blessing. And I strongly feel that this is one of those God things that direct us to be going fully streaming with the conference, versus doing it a physical location at the hotel. But for those of you who still like the hotel, next year you'll be able to do both, because we will be there at the hotel next year and we will be doing streaming as well. So it is a great opportunity for you to utilize. You don't have to worry about missing your picnic and all of that stuff, you know. People don't want to change up their original plan. They want to miss the Labor Day picnic or whichever holiday it is that is coming up. So this is giving you an opportunity to still come, decide to invest in yourself and to utilize that. So Matt, if you would just give your little closing statement or summary, how do you want people to recall you from this first appearance here on the A New Day show?
You mean in terms of closing or remarks?
Yeah. Closing remarks, or give them some little high points that you want them to just think about until they come back next weekend for the conference. Just something to guide them along.
Let me say this. For those who are entrepreneurs, small business, or people are thinking about becoming to do something, here's an opportunity for you to partner with all the great experts in this conference and to rejuvenate your vision, rejuvenate your passion about things that you want to do for your life and for your family. I think this is a golden opportunity for everyone to participate in this coming vision.
That's
conference,
right.
Conference, I mean. Yeah.
Thank you. Matt, just give people your website, please.
Oh, yeah. My website is www.elearningzoom.com, or you can actually send me an email at mfok@elearningzoom.com.
Wonderful, wonderful.
We do have a free consultation there as well. You can actually sign up for the free tour as well.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I want to thank you, Matt. I know you're a busy man, and I thank you for taking time out to be on the show with me this evening. And for those of you who are just joining this special segment today, I was in conversation with Mr. Matt Fogg, and he is the founder of eLearning Zoom, and also Easy Expo. And he's doing a phenomenal job as well for the entrepreneurs and small business people. And he is among the magnificent power lineup team that we have. And here are some of the other presenters that you will be hearing from this week on the radio, and then next week on the conference, Jesse LaCosta, Ed Foxworth III, Jan Mollock, Jennifer Sertle, Matt Fogg, Willie Crawford, Michael LaFermenta, and the amazing dynamic Daphne, Queen of the Empowered Soul. Yes, Matt. So, do you want to have one last word, couple of last words?
I'm sorry, Andy.
Do you want to have a couple of last words?
Oh, last words.
Some insight.
Well, I think, well, again, it's my thank you for inviting me to in your show, and I'm looking forward to a great, rewarding Vision Conference next week.
Right. Well, thank you, Matt. And again, the site, you need to visit the website. You will see all the updates there as of tomorrow evening, where you can get the opportunity to sign up for the Vision Weekend Conference at visionweekendconference.com, and tweet it and put it on your Facebook and send it to all your friends, people who are wondering what they want to do with the rest of their life. This conference is created with all of you in mind. It is created to help you shape your vision for greater success. And as you visit that site, you will hear what the other speakers are saying about what they are getting ready to impart in you. Again, I thank you for tuning in to this very unique segment of the A New Day show on a non-traditional day. I also want to remind you that you can hear the show 24/7 by visiting eaglesvisionmediagroup.com, and you will be able to listen to the show 24/7. So, hey, the Lord is blessing us, and we are moving on out there in the world. We thank you for your support. And Matt, I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to invest in my listeners and to help them to reinvent and to recreate their lives and the business, and to also understand the importance of what they need to do for their families. So long, Matt, and I look forward to hearing from you soon. We'll be talking.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, that was Mr. Matt Fogg, and what an amazing story he has, a phenomenal story. And I know that there's someone who is listening and can learn from that story. Now, where, you know, not very many men can say that they are the caretakers for their mother. And he didn't tell you. I think his mother is in her 80s. And when I spoke with him last Sunday, he had his mother in the park so that she could enjoy the beautiful day. That speaks volume about who this gentleman is. And all I can say is that I pray that he has a long, blessed life, that he can really enjoy his family. And, you know, I am really looking forward to working with Matt and to do some wonderful things and to get the world to experience my products and services that I have. I want to remind you that you do not have to settle for mediocrity, because you have the ability to create excellence. You heard Matt Fogg say it this evening. So, in case you didn't believe me, you heard it from Matt himself. So, have a blessed weekend. Keep looking at the show page to see who my next speaker will be, or speakers on what day. And we look forward to your participation in the Vision Weekend Conference 2010, September 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. So follow your destiny.
What's the place that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
Well, I am just so excited about the upcoming Vision Conference. Check it out at visionweekendconference.com, and I'll see you there on September the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Remember to sign on and to be part of the streaming conference. And keep us in your prayers. And just keep all the speakers in your prayers, and we just look forward for your participation. And I just decided that I was playing that song in its entirety tonight, because everybody needs to understand their destiny and know why they're here, what you're here for. And this conference is here to help you accomplish that. Love you all. Thank you so much for your support.